Monday night Shema Yisrael. Chof Dalet Adar Aleph. So before we continue Shema Yisrael Perek Gimel, go over a few points. So one point is just, even though the Shema Yisrael does not talk about it, so just for clarification purposes, that Tosfos holds that the case in Yevamos is that you're going to get Malkus when we find out you were a Godol, and it's not even Asra Sofek, even at the time you didn't know. So it's a little strange, because at the time you're a Sofek, and so the Shmaitza talks about, what about a Sofek Nereisa Lekula? That's the Shmaitza's problem. You were allowed to eat it. How can we give you Malkus? Then he says, even according to the Rashba, how could we give you Malkus? There's a rove mitigating against your being a Soros. So at the end of the day, he says that he brings a riot from Tosfos and Yevamos, that when you do something al pi rove, so it's mutter. You don't bring a carbon for it. At the very least, you're called an onus if it was mutter to do it then. So his first teretz, according to the Rashba, is that really we assume you have Cyrus. When you reach a certain age, we assume Cyrus. That's the rove. And we're afraid, and if we, even if we check and we don't see it, so it's a Sofek Shema Noshro. Oh, Sofek Sosom in Atayra. The Sofek Sosom in Atayra. So that means you're not allowed to do it. So why do you get Malkus the Shmaitzer doesn't deal with? So you get Malkus, it's a little strange. Really, it's an inyam if they atzmo. This is like, we talked about Lamafreyam when we learned the Dharam. We talked about Lamafreyam, Mikanalab Lamafreyam, Gloy Milsa Lamafreyam. So, Taisa says this is not even called Hasra Sofek. Right now we don't know, but Tosfos calls it a Gloy Milsa Lamafreyam. In other words, so the Achreinim explain that since it's a Gloy Milsa Lamafreyam, it means right now he might be a Gadol. Normally you talk about Asra Safek, it means it's dependent on an event in the future. It's dependent, but something will be Nischadesh in the future. Here again, you have the old, the word Nischadesh that we had before with the Bukhana, with Chazaka, if you remember. The Bukhana explaining Chazaka. Here, it's like, here there's no Chiddush whatsoever that will happen in the future. You just don't know. It's like it's covered up. Let's say something's covered up with a blanket. And you don't know if it's Asur or Mutter. It's covered with a blanket. And you know that tomorrow someone's going to come along and take away the blanket. So that's not a problem of Asra Safek. Nothing's going to be Nischadish tomorrow. Right now you're either a Gadol or a Katan. Nothing will happen tomorrow. There's nothing happening. Mom is just, we're going to find out. It's like you have to wait to find out. You know, the answer's coming in the mail. You have to wait to find out. So therefore, once it's usher to do, this is the way the Shmaitzer looks at it. So this is all good once it's usher to do. Today it's a suffix. So it's usher to do. So you get Malkus because it's only a Gloy Milsa Lamafreyam. It's not called suffix. But if it's mutter to do, then the Shmaitzer can't swallow that. What I want to taina is that if something's in the gedder of a Gloy Milsa Lamafreyam, so much so that it wouldn't even be Hasra Sofek, because it's just a question of like nothing's being Nischadish. We're finding out tomorrow. By me, it's a Dover Poshut that the Rambam would be Moda in such a case that Sofek is Osir. When you have a Sofek, the Rambam, what did we say, if you remember? For the Rambam to hold Sofek as Mutter min HaTorah, it has to be a Heftz of Sofek. It has to be a reality of suffering. What in Momenus would be called a Dvara D'mamona. If something's on this Madrega, according to Tosis at least, then it's not even called Hasra Suffolk. Because it's not, that means it's not really a Dvara. It just, you don't know now, means it's the gather of, I left my glasses at home, so I can't see what that is. If it's so much that nothing's going to be Nischadesh, then the Suffolk is not a reality. If nothing's going to be Nischadesh in the Birur HaSuffolk, words have to mean something. If you say one sentence that it's clear in Tosis that the Birur HaSuffolk, the clarification of the Suffolk, does not entail any Chiddush at all. There's nothing new. It's just a question of
the clarification in the future.
Not much a clarification, but it's like a clarification of.
When it's a drawer, and it's
this bar the next day. Let's say, where you don't anticipate finding out, you don't expect to find out, there's no way to find out. Whenever the Rambam holds Suffolk is mutter, we said the first few days when we started learning Shmaitza, that's for sure. It can't be a pure Chisaron Yediyah and just you find out. It has to be a certain reality. Maybe nobody knows. It's impossible to find out. It's very hard to find out. So that's called a Chiddush when you find out. A certain reality in the world has been Nischadesh. If Tosfos says that this is not Hasra Safek, then it's Borer, to my mind, that the Rambam would be molded in such a case that Safek is Osir. Because that means the Safek is not a reality. It's not even Hasra Safek. It's total Igloi Milsal Mafreya. Igloi Milsal means I left my glasses in Yerushalayim, and I don't know what this is, and I'm waiting for my glasses to come. I can't see so well now. No, so I am arguing with the Shmaitzer. I'm saying, if you think it through, the way I understand Tosfos, the way the Achronim explained Tosfos, then the Shmaitzer's kasha on the Rambam falls away. His premise isn't true. His premise is that according to the Rambam, it would be mutter to eat the chalev. I'm saying, no, it's no worse than, it's no better than Ikba Yisura. It's much worse than Ikba Yisura. It's not really a Suffolk. That's the whole pshat in Tosfos. It's not Hasra Suffolk. It's Hasra Vadai that I didn't put on my glasses yet.
Doesn't change the facts on the ground.
Yeah.
Also, not just for the Rambam. It's not a question unique
to the Rambam. The Shmaitzer answers on the Rambam. But then he answers. Good, but he answers that. He says, because the rove is that the Cyrus fell out. So if you follow, it's only, there's a Suffolk, maybe they fell out. You check, there's no Cyrus there. Okay, so that's, I want to tighten it, according to the Shmaitzer. Now I want to go through a few points in the Shmaitzer that the Achronim say. There's a very interesting teretz from Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Shimon Shkop. They both say the same thing. It's very interesting.
In this case, Suffolk got Suffolk Kotlin. How do we find out?
Suffolk.
Suffolk Kotlin, Suffolk allocation.
It's complicated how you find out. If he's a Soros, then he brings Simone Soros. He's of age. He doesn't have Cyrus. But there's two reasons why a person cannot have Cyrus. He didn't mature yet. He'll show Cyrus at 22, at 23, up till 36. He might yet show Cyrus. Then he was a cotton the whole time, and then he became a gadol. But if he shows Simonisaurus, certain physical problems physically, then you say, oh, that's why he doesn't have Cyrus. So he was a gadol the whole time. He didn't have Cyrus because he's a Saurus.
That's the case of the Gemara Muslim.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is talking about. So Rav holds, so Shmuel holds, you only become a Saurus, mikana lahaba. From when you bring Simone Saurus. No problem. You were cut up till then. You become a Soros at 18 or 20. According to Rav, you become a Soros Lamafreya. We now find out that you were always a Soros, and that's why you didn't have Cyrus. So really, you're a Gadol. But according to Tosfos, the Lamafreya of Rav is a Gloy Milsa Lamafreya, not Mikan Alhaba Lamafreya, not a Div Netzchal. It's Mamish, my glasses. Rav Moshe has a very, very interesting teretz. How does the Shmaitza ask the Kasha? Says it's mutter. The guy comes, forget about my teretz, which I have to say it's 100% right. Okay. What else will you say? Shmaitza, we're in the Shmaitza mode. Shmaitza says it's mutter. Rav Moshe says a fascinating svara. Rav Moshe also says the Rambam would be moida, it would be usher. But he has a fascinating reason why. He says the Rambam holds that Sofek Midiraisos Lekula. He says, like, in the normal course of that, things are mutter until proven usher, believe it or not. Even though it sometimes seems the other way around in Judaism. But the truth is, things are mutter until proven also. She says, the Rambam holds something derives from the Kula. It's not really Chazaka, it wouldn't be correct. Technically, you don't have the rules of Chazaka, but when the Chiddush is that, it's also. He says, Rav Moshe, a Katan was also included in Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's really like, but if you're a cotton, it's like it's a chiddush that it's mutter, because you're not mechuyev in mitzvahs. But the Torah was given to a cotton too, and it's chaylev to a cotton too. And he says a cotton shouldn't eat it either. Like conceptually, a cotton shouldn't eat it. It's just that you can't aser it on a cotton. You can't be like the recipient of an iser. So there the Rambam would be moder, because there the chiddush is that it's mutter. You have to say, oh, he was a cotton. That's the Chiddush. That's what Rav Moshe says in Shuvah Sigrus Moshe, Yeridea Chelik Aleph Siman Gimel. L'fimash b'yarti yesh l'tareitz, d'rak b'dover sho iser Chiddush, k'chol yisurin, sh'achiddush nishchadesh b'toira, that it's awesome. So sover the Rav Amol, sofek l'kula. Misofek, you say, there's no iser. Avol amoya heter chiddush. Maybe that's the pshat. I'm thinking now. Moshe svara. Maybe that's the pshat by ikba yisur and Rambam's moida. By ikba yisur and a heter is the chiddush, because the iser is b'fanecha, staring you in the face. So, maybe.
But there's two staring you in the face.
But good. But the iser is staring you in the face. You don't have the svara that it's. You know, it's mutter. Like, how do you know it's also? Avlam hoya heter chiddush. So misofek, the Rambam wouldn't say it's mutter. He'd say misofek, you can't be mechadish a heter. That's how he looks at the Rambam sheet of Rav Moshe. That misofek, you can't be mechadish an iser. But let's say you have to be mechadish the heter, so that the Rambam would be molded. But lachain, kivin shegam kot. Yeshno b'chal kabolos ha-toira v'hu b'shem iser l'gabei, but the Torah said it's mutter because he's a cotton. Nimsa sheheter cotton b'isurin hu chiddush ha-toira v'chivin shu sofek ein l'chadish heter b'sofek. So according to the Rambam is moida. Okay. Rav Shimon takes it a step further. What do you hear? Rav Shimon Shkob, Shari Yosha. He doesn't It's interesting. He goes a step further than Rav Moshe and a step back from Rav Moshe. He says as follows. He says, the Shmaitzer's kasha is based on that according to the Rambam, it's heter. It's mutter. It's mutter to eat. How could you say that you get malchus l'mafreya? It's mutter to eat.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. B'dereis. So he says, you can't say it's mutter for a cotton to eat it. That's not even a correct sentence. You see, it's usher for a gadol to feed a cotton an iser. So you see a cotton, you know, typical Rav Shimon. The Ratzon Hashem, usher, you're not allowed to feed a cotton an iser. Even a one-day-old cotton, you're not allowed to give him something treif. You're not allowed to feed him treif. So this is a Torah. L'hazer gadol l'malaktan. Says Rav Shimon, why? Because avad it's usher, it's a chetz of the yisura, it got to be a cotton too. Cotton has no azhara. So he says, you can't say it's heter. He says, I don't know if he means according to the Rambam it's ulcer. I don't know, I can't tell if.
It sounds like or just a riot or a Moshe. He said, like Moshe was azhara, that it's also ulcer on a cotton. So he's bringing a riot, but it's really ulcer. How do we know? Because he can't give it.
But it's ulcer to give it to him, but it's took it himself without anybody giving it to him.
That's fine, because he's a cotton.
It sounds like he's saying it's technically mutter, but you can't call it heter.
He says vada yourself.
What?
Vada heter. Not suffering.
We're talking about suffering godel. We're talking about vada chelav. We're talking about suffering godel, suffering cotton.
We say that the Easter, the rice that he can't give a cotton chelav means vada heter.
Yeah, but we're talking about vada chelav. We're talking about vada chelav. The suffering is if he's a cotton or a godel. Okay. Okay, right. Okay, moving along. How does he answer the Rambam? He says that the Rambam mold is not talking about Lagabi Malkus. It's talking about Lagabi a Korban Chatus. So now we're shifting the battlefield to Shogeg or Ones. So he asks the Kasha. It's also Shvil. So why aren't you an Ones? If it's mutter to do, he still asks the kasha. So why isn't it mutter to do because you're an onyx? According to the Rambam, it's mutter to do. Yeah, I'm before that point, before his parents. So he brings out here from Rav Pesach Mikuvrim. Says the Shmai. He asks an interesting question. Let's see if you can say it there. He says, when he's asking a kasha on the Rajma, he's saying he's an ones. And he brings a raya from Tosis and Yavamas. He would boil the Eishes Och, because it was after 3 months. He didn't see an Uber, so you don't have to bring a carbon. He says, something's fishy. The din is, if 2 witnesses come to a woman and say her husband died, and she gets married, she has to bring a carbon if her husband shows up alive. She has to bring a carbon.
The case was a suffix originally.
2 witnesses, a woman's husband disappeared.
It's a suffix if he's dead.
No, yeah. Yeah, you got aided.
It doesn't matter.
I know. And later,
2 witnesses come and say he's dead. Fine, she gets married. Then the husband pops up. Hi. She has to bring a carbon.
Why?
How could you be a bigger anus than that? So Rashi says in Gemara Yavamas, she should have waited. She shouldn't have jumped so fast. The truth is, the Gemara is shver in itself.
Is that the outgrowth of the Aguna clause?
What?
Is that the outgrowth of the Aguna clause in here, or?
The truth is, it's shver in and of itself.
It sounds like they're debating where to draw the line between Shogeg and
Onan. He's asking his Akasha on Tosfos. Why does Tosfos say? He's asking Akasha. Tosfos says, if you follow Rove, you're an Onan. Here you even followed witnesses, and you're not an Onan. I mean, that's Akasha in and of itself. That's what. Sure. Adam is like.
Almost the best. Onus really comes from.
So he says like this. He says, let's say a person. He says, let's say a person thinks something's mutter, and then he finds out it's usur. He has to bring a chatos. It was certainly mutter for him to eat it. He thought it was mutter. So he's called a shogeg. Should have been more on the ball, more alert. So he says, what?
Depends, like Shabbos. You know, that's because you didn't know what Shabbos or you didn't know what Russell was. It's completely, you fell against the light switch, it's on here.
I guess his point is, but he thought it wasn't Shabbos. So it was certainly mutter for him to do it. Because he should have been more alert. So, with witnesses, he says, it's a chiddush. But that's what you see in Tosfos. Since with witnesses, you're working in the realm of truth, so then maybe you should be more careful. You should wait a little. You should wait and see. When you follow Rove, you're not in the world of truth. You're following the rules. You're following Rove. You know you didn't clarify that the husband was dead. You know you didn't clarify that she's not pregnant. Following
it's foreseeable that it could be. That's really the difference between Shogeg and Onus, is you could foresee that outcome.
Yeah.
In Onus, if you couldn't have any way to foresee this.
Which case what? I guess, you know, it has nothing to do with Tosfos and Yavamos, really. I guess it's shver in itself. When you learn the Gemara, you have to bring a korban. If two witnesses came and said the husband died, that lechora is very illogical. Yeah,
because of Adam, it would be Vadai. That
right. What'd she do wrong? So I guess it's not fair, really. It's not. The problem is not the Tosfos and Yavamos with the Rove.
Shogeg doesn't really mean she did something wrong. Shogeg means she could have done better.
The Mishnah says so.
It's a puzzle.
The Mishnah
said she did something wrong by accident. She didn't do anything wrong.
Now you're a shogeg, not an onus.
She should have married and her husband was still alive.
No, we're looking to find out. Rashi says he should have waited.
That's how you look at it.
Should have waited.
If he comes after 10 years, he doesn't have to be a
problem. No, I don't know. You're asking now a halachic shadow that I can't answer. According to Rashi, let's say she gets married after 10 years. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm sure the Achronim discuss it. Since Rashi says it that way,
like Nedarim, that after a year they automatically have. There's probably some time frame that, at that point, it's already like a vada. I don't know what it is.
It makes it a very difficult sugya because the Mishnah says it stopped. The Mishnah doesn't say a time frame. This is Rashi says she should have waited.
So in the same case, if the brother didn't do chalitza and he married her, you got a double problem now.
Well, yeah, okay, obviously. If it's the same case, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Depends if he's going down.
Very hard to fall up.
No, you know.
Okay. The Shmaitzos Teretz is really a Pella. The Shmaitzos Mechadesh, that if something's Osir Midrabbonon for you to do, because according to the Rambam, it's Osir Midrabbonon, so the Shmaitzos Mechadesh, you're not an Onus anymore. Since in the world of reality, call it, in the world of Metzius, you're not allowed to do it. Even though it's only Midrabbonon, that's what the Shmaitzos Mechadesh. So when we're talking about achatas now. So you're not called an ones, you're only called a show gig. Since it's usur to do.
By the end of the pot, by the end of the spicing, you know, the rice is the bun. The bun is the rice. So, what's this?
Right now, that's not what he says.
Nothing. But we know that.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we don't. Oh, yeah.
What?
He says it without that.
What's this story?
You can't jump the gun like this. This
it's not
typically done. No, it's in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Suffolk is mutter.
Yeah, Suffolk.
So Suffolk like saucer is also mutter.
But it said saucer, not the Suffolk. It said saucer, but...
Anyway, Rav Shimon says... Just Rav Shimon says it clearly, I think what we all think instinctively. You can't call the guy not an honest. The fact that it's also midirabbanan is a iser acher. It's like there's another iser, an iser like sosur, but not that you have. The rabbanan didn't tell you, Shimon says. The rabbanan didn't make it any more osur. The rabbanan imposed an iser, and you have to listen to the rabbanan. But to say that now you have to bring a korban, the chetzot. The Shmaitz's world, where in the Rambam it's mutter. Yeah. So when Rabbanan came along and imposed an Isser, Shimon says they didn't make it more Usser on the Diaraisa level, even if there is Lysosser. But Lysosser is not an Issa Heftza. It's a din, it's like the Gavra, to listen to the Chachamim. But they didn't make the Heftza any more Usser. So to say, you don't bring a chattas for being over like sosur. You bring a chattas for eating chaylev. Besides the is a chaylev, it's mutter to eat. So that's what the Shimon argues with the Shmaitz. He says, it's not mistaken. Even if I'll grant you what you're saying, that we're anticipating that even to listen to the Rabbanan, this Diaraisa, says of Shimon, but that's not the Diaraisa that you bring a carbon for. That's not a chaylev iser. That's an iser. To, you have to listen to the chachamim. But for that, you don't bring a korban if you violate. You violate if you're over the iser chaylev. It's not the iser chaylev, it's mutter. The fact that Rabbanan asked it didn't make it more usur mitzad the iser chaylev. It made it usur because Rabbanan said, don't eat it.
Is the fact that the Rabbanan made it usur a raya that it was really not an onus? In other words, could you say?
Raya.
In other words, somebody rode an animal on Shabbos. So you could say, you know, the whole reason they made it usur is so that you don't go pick an apple. But, so in other words, it's just a raya that you shouldn't have been right. Let's say they didn't make it usur. We want to talk on the Doraisa level. But it's still, the fact that they made it also shows that there's a logic to not riding an animal on Shabbos. So you're not an onus now that you picked the apple or whatever because you shouldn't have been riding the animal.
Because Rabbanan
asked it? Exactly. In other words, the fact that they asked it shows us the simon that, right.
You can't say both. I can't say A or B, and you can't say right. A, you said two. Mm-hmm. You said two things. At first I thought he was saying that if Rabbanan asked it, it's like a raya that the possibility of it being usur is very, very real. At least real enough that you can't call the guy an oinus. You have to call him a shogeg.
Sounds right. I'm not sure what the other...
I'm not sure what the other thing was. That could be... You could say that that's what the Shmaitz means, but it's a stretch, because it doesn't sound like that's what it means. But you could say that's what he means. The truth is... We don't need the Shmaitza for that. The way we explain the din of Suffolk Deraisa, remember this whole thing is we're granting the Shmaitza his space. But the way we understood the Rambam, Suffolk Deraisa Lekula, that it only means you can cross the street. Go ahead, cross the street, see if I care. Then the whole kasha of the Shmaitza to consider it onus, we say in Yiddish, Hepzach Nishton, it doesn't start. And that's not called an inus. The Torah allowed you to cross the street. and not to look both ways, even though you might get hit by a car. So the Torah said, go ahead, see if I care, so to speak. So you're an oinus? You're not an oinus. Eitan is just pointing out that for Rabbanan Asri, you see it's a real possibility.
Right.
I don't need the Rabbanan Asri.
That's right, that's what I'm trying to say.
The way we learned Sovek Deraisa and Kula, we knew always there's a real possibility you're going to get hit by a car. It's just that Sovek Deraisa and Kula means you can cross the street. But you're not an oinus. But the Shmaitz is Lishitasa. That the Shmaitz in the previous piece with the Sufik Bechoros and Bob Mitzia. Calls it Heter Gomer. The Rav.
Tell
him. What?
Shari Yashu says the Rav Svar. That it's like crossing the distance. It's Heter.
Okay. We've been learning that in the Rambam from Shmaitz Aleph Perek Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe I'll cut out.